I think the other thing is it's going to be interesting to see what people really conclude about tolerability. I mean, fatigue, I guess falls is an objective thing, but things like fatigue, maybe are a little bit hard to assess. I don't know there was a big difference in the number of people who stopped therapy, was there, in terms of, for example, enzalutamide versus placebo or apalutamide versus placebo. I don't think there were that many people who actually stopped therapy, are there?
My recollection was that in all three trials, the number of people that stopped therapy was small. It was less than 20%. In the darolutamide, it was less than 10%. It was only, I think, 9% in the daro group and maybe 9% in the placebo group. So I think slightly more people stop enza and apalutamide, perhaps, compared to darolutamide, but the data is still maturing.
Right, yeah, I mean, it wasn't a big difference, but when you talk to GU investigators, most of them seem convinced about, this issue in terms of tolerability with enzalutamide and apalutamide. I mean, do you think that you yourself, putting aside the data, are you clear enough about it when you see it in a patient that it's there? And if you don't see it with apalutamide, you'd be clear enough about it? Or is it, kind of a difficult thing to assess, or does it seem like, something that really is tangible to you?
Well, it's interesting. When I started using apalutamide after it was approved for the M0 CRPC, my first impression was that it caused less fatigue than enzalutamide. But, that impression was quickly erased when I started using it for longer durations of time. So it seems to be an effect of how long the patient is taking it. The sarcopenia, the muscle wasting, which also contributes to unsteady gait and falling, as does the central nervous system effect, all those things build up and add up over time. So now that I have, in the non-metastatic setting, used both enzalutamide and apalutamide almost interchangeably, I have really not appreciated any difference in the negative effects. Actually, they do seem quite similar. But one thing that I wanted to point out is the ataxia is a very real phenomenon, and I don't think it's purely due to sarcopenia and muscle wasting. I think there is definitely a central nervous system effect. I have given apalutamide to young men in their mid-40s, very fit, healthy, high muscular tone, and there are some patients that within a month or two, Neil, they start bumping into walls, falling over, tripping over themselves. And these are young men with, big muscular tone, and they haven't had time yet to develop the sarcopenia that might also explain the unsteadiness. So I have become convinced that apalutamide and enzalutamide both cause significant ataxia in a fraction of patients.
Ataxia. Wow, I haven't heard that one either. In terms of the sarcopenia, would the thinking be that darolutamide would still cause that?
Probably yes. The AR is expressed on muscle fibers, so I think anything that potently antagonizes AR will affect the muscle and also the bones. That's the other potential concern, is osteoporosis.
Right.